down from Doremy with Joan. None of them were past 19, and they were totally without battle experience. Were now supplied with uniforms and armor. They were indeed beautiful to look upon, whether clothed for peace or for war. Clothed for peace in costly stuffs and rich colors, they were dyed with the glories of sunset, plumed and sashed, ironclad for war. Joan issued orders for the march to Blois. It was a beautiful, clear, and sharp morning. The company rode in twos, side by side. Joan and the Duke of Alençon came first, followed by D'Aulon and Paladin, the standard-bearer. All in all, it was a handsome spectacle. As Joan bowed her plumed head from side to side, and the sun glinted on her silver mail, the crowd of spectators cheered wildly. War march of Joan of Arc was begun.
Well, we made quite a show marching out of town. People loved it.
I'm wondering how we'll do an actual battle.
Oh, there's magic about Joan that touches all who come in contact with her. We'll win.
Well, something tickling your funny bone?
Yes, Lahir.
Lahir?
General Lahir.
Lahir is not to be laughed at.
Oh, indeed he isn't. To laugh at him is to sign your own death warrant. Big and blustery. Achieves discipline by his fists. Can't you see the humor of it when Lahir and Joan meet? Now, they're exact opposites. One large and ugly. The other small and beautiful. One winning her way by smiles and sweetness. The other by the might of his fists and loudness of his curses. I tell you, it's going to be a circus to watch those two when they meet. Which will win? Which will be master? Which will become the servant? You know, it's said that Lahir has yet to find his match. He refuses even to obey the orders of the king himself. The only reason he remains a general is because he wins battles and makes soldiers out of raw recruits. And I think he'll have found his match in Joan. The irresistible power meeting the immovable object.
Arriving in Blois, Joan and her officers set up headquarters near the camp storehouse. There was no more order in that camp than there is among the wolves and hyenas. The men went about roaring and drinking, whooping, shouting, swearing, and entertaining themselves with all manner of rude and riotous horseplay. It was in the midst of all this that Paladin and Louis had their first glimpse.